Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's November 23rd, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released June 2nd and 3rd, 2003.
Nazarene, Alice from the Midwest writes, Our Lord and Savior, our son who up until this time has been loving and obedient, has gone off to college and fallen in with a bad crowd. He has begun to go on drinking binges. Twice we have had to send funds to pay fines to keep him out of jail. He got a young woman pregnant. She had an abortion and her family insists we pay for it. This appalls us because we consider an abortion murder. My husband has decided to take our son out of college, give him a low echelon job in our company, and make him work for 2 years to pay back what he owes us. Then, if he has straightened out his life, send him back to college. I am strongly against this because I am afraid if my son leaves college, he will never go back again, and I don't want his life destroyed. My husband and I are fighting bitterly. Many of my friends support me, but I really need your advice on what to do. Should I submit to my husband's wishes or not?
Madam, did you not make a commitment when you married your husband to love, honor, and obey him? Did you not stand before God and say, This is the head of my house. This is the one who I will obey and whose counsel I will accept. It is a very difficult thing. Your husband is doing what he feels is right and perhaps the only thing that will save your son. If your son continues on his present course, he is lost not only to material life, but to eternal life. You must honor your husband's wishes and obey him as a faithful wife. It is difficult, it is hard, but your husband knows what is best. Do his will.
I agree there, Nazarene. If she is one of your true followers, she will go by the ways of her faith and also not forget her wedding vows.
Too many do, Alora. Sadly, too many do.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. If you've ever been interested in publishing a magazine, either in printed format or online, you really enjoy the Book of Zines by Chip Rowe. It can be found online at www.zinebook.com. It contains many fascinating articles on the subject. Do check it out when you can.
Our friend Kathy in Minnesota asks, Nazarene, why don't you embody someone and get them elected president where Bush and the Democrats aren't supported by the Kingdom of God?
Well, Kathy, there are several reasons why we don't do this. First of all, if we did embody someone and have him start speaking for us, or her, we just as soon use a woman, it doesn't matter, they would simply be ignored. They would start speaking for us, they would start changing their ways, they would start supporting the Kingdom of God, and everyone would just turn away from them. They wouldn't have anything to do with them. They wouldn't support them because they don't support their perversion. They wouldn't follow them. And it would be simply a waste of our power. We already have a voice. We have somebody in this world that speaks for us every day, that delivers our messages every day, that tells our feelings about things, and it would simply be a waste of our precious energy to make another voice. People must do these things for themselves, Kathy. We must find people that will rise up and speak for themselves and follow us and not do the thing ourselves. This is what we desperately need, Kathy. We need people that will rise up and speak for us and support us and get out there in the public and say that the Kingdom of God's way is the better way. The Kingdom of God's way is the only way. And until we have that, we're not going to succeed. Just putting person after person in people's bodies and then having them start speak will do us no good whatsoever. The people have to accept us from within and follow us from within, or we're lost, Kathy. We have no hope.
I think you're definitely right there, Nazarene. And things are getting too scary out there now.
You have a profound gift for understatement, Alora. A profound gift for understatement.
We'll be back again.